SFMSports.net welcomes you to Coach Speak, fed by McDonald's. Had a long day? Reward yourself with a McCafe Awards card. When you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one is free. Only at McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Welcome to Coach Speak this week. I'm Paul Taylor, and this week we're chatting with Riverhill coach Matt Graves of Riverhill, 11-5, 14-5 overall. Welcome to Coach Speak. You guys have won 13-14 with the win over Reservoir the other night. Describe this run for me.
Well, we're, of course, like anything else, we're competing at a very high level. We started off the season 1-4, and I think that kind of set the tone of us saying, hey, we need to improve. We got to do a game by game. And it started with Cardozo the day after we had lost to Reservoir here at our place. And it's gone very quickly. But I think one thing that I've noticed with the kids, they've come together as a team. And I think that's the most important thing, is they're starting to understand each other's roles. They know what we're supposed to do as a team. And in turn, we're winning a lot of games in a row.
You guys are getting hot at the right time, and you see that all the time, particularly in professional sports. You know, a team will get hot right before the playoffs and maybe make a run to the World Series, the Kansas City Royals, or make a run to the Super Bowl, the Ravens a couple years ago. Do you get the feeling that this team can make a deep run in the playoffs?
Well, like anything else, I think if you talk to any coach within the state or the region, they're going to say, hey, if you get it hot at the right time, you can make a run. But at the same time, you got to have a little bit of luck involved with it. You got to be able to play some home games and make the kids believe in what you're doing. And right now, of course, with the way we're playing, we're believing in everything that we're doing. But it's just staying the course and doing what we're supposed to do to get better and hopefully do make that run.
You had that 10-point win against Reservoir the other night, and Charlie Thomas took over. What was it like watching him go to work the other night?
Well, our big emphasis, especially the last five or six games, is really to try to get him in position to be successful 15 feet and in. And I think he's starting to realize that he could do a lot of damage within that area, either by getting fouled or getting single coverage. And he's a kid who's really blossomed into a good one, a very high ceiling. And I think he still has a lot more left in the tank as we move forward.
He's averaged 24 points a game, so he's really become, and you mentioned it just a little bit ago, he's really become that dependable piece that you guys can lean on. You need a basket. Charlie's a guy you can go to.
Oh, definitely. One thing is, everyone in the state or everyone in the county, everyone in the region knows who he is. But we're starting to get a lot of good work from the supporting cast around him. Ben Berucci, Gary Sandler, as well as Cole Gable, Ori Clark are helping some things out around the perimeter. So if he does get that double team, they can usually help clean up the mess around for Charlie.
Coach Speak continues in 30 seconds.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye.
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
All right, Coach, welcome back to Coach Speak. You got three games left on the schedule. Which one's the toughest remaining?
I think all three of them are going to be tough. Like anything else, you can't look at too far ahead. You got to come out with a game plan, and you got to make sure that game plan stays the course. So all of them are going to be tough games. Two of them are on the road. We have one last home game next Wednesday. But like anything else, we're prepared, and we're preparing to play him tonight and hopefully bring our best game forward.
It's late in the year, you know, the spring's right around the corner, and despite the successful run that you guys have had, 13 wins in 14 games, do you get any sense of the winter blahs, so to speak?
No, I don't think so. This team is very resilient. Every day in practice that we have practice, that they're hungry to be there. They want to learn. They want to get better. And so it's neat to see as a coach, because usually it does get a little bearing on you as you near playoffs. But with us winning the games that we have won, the kids have really seemed to show a different level of play. And because of that, I think it's making everybody happy, as well as not only the kids but the fan base around us.
You mentioned early in the interview that you know the kids really, your players really came together early in the season. What's the biggest thing on court that has changed since the beginning of the year?
Like anything else, sharing the basketball, trusting each other, and I preach that every single day in practice. I preach it every time we play a game, is believing in each other's abilities. You know, we only have one Charlie. We know Charlie's going to bring his game every single night. We know we're going to get some points from Charlie, but it's making sure that the people around Charlie are doing their job, playing defense, you know, delivering delivering the ball to him, hitting open shots. So it's us believing in each other as a team, and I think that's what's really helped us propel us into this winning streak that we're on.
All right, Coach, we'll get you out of here on this. Complete this sentence. River Hill will win the state championship down in College Park if...
if we continue to play together, trust each other, and have fun playing the game.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for the time this week. Check out the weekly Top 20 powered by Varsity Sports Network Mondays at sfmsports.net. Until next week, I'm Paul Taylor.
This has been Coach Speak, fed by McDonald's. Had a long day? Reward yourself with a McCafe Rewards Card. When you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one is free. Only at your Baltimore area McDonald's. I'm loving it. Be sure to visit sfmsports.net every Monday to check out the Varsity Sports Network Top 20 Rankings for High School Sports. And we'll chat with a coach from that Top 20 ranking every week on Coach Speak from sfmsports.net.